that you might know of.
Stoves and furnaces?
Yeah.
Electric stoves and ranges that have, you know, that air thing over the air vent thing that sucks out the grease or whatever, you know? Then there's the kind, there's gas stoves. Gas furnaces, electrical furnaces. Now they're getting into... Well, that's it, I guess, you know. I've known of wooden burning ones. I've seen wood burning ones before in the country.
Okay. How is the heat circulated in the house in the winter?
Through the vents, the furnaces, did I say gas? There's also oil burning furnaces too. But, okay, a lot of houses, you talk about the heat or the air conditioning?
Well, it's, yeah, heat and air conditioning, especially both.
Through the central ducts that go to different, you know, each room has its own duct, like, and it'll come in through that. Or from the floor, if it's not in the ceiling, it'll come in from the floor, a duct. Or, you know, like some houses, they don't maybe have ducts, the older houses, they'll just have like a main heater. They will let the heat just sort of find its way all through the house. Or they'll have wall units for air conditioning that will be just in the window. Those are the older models now. Because, you know, one window models. Just for that one room or something.
Alright. What do you call a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line so when all the doors are open you can look at the front door and see out the back?
What?
Yeah.
A trailer?
Not necessarily a trailer, because the doors usually open on the side in a trailer. But this kind of house, it's just there's one hall, and there's the rooms have doors on each side of the hall, and the back door is on the other end of the hall, and the front door is on one end. Have you ever heard of this kind of house call anything?
I've never seen a house like that I can think of up here.
Ever heard of a shotgun house?
Never, no.
Never? What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts, usually single rooms, connected by a roof, covering the open area between the rooms?
Wait, you'll have to do that one again. I'm trying to get the floor plan again.
Okay, it's a house with two separate rooms or parts.
A duplex?
It's usually single rooms. Okay, they're separate, two rooms or parts, and they're connected by a roof. And this roof, between separations, covering an open area between these rooms.
Oh, I see. In other words, there's no... Where the roof comes, there'd be like attic space, there's an open air. Open air effect there. I have no idea what it's called.
Okay, we're out of a dog trot house.
No.
Okay. What do you call a house with a long entry hall that is set at about a 90-degree angle to the large single room?
Well, that kind of house?
Yeah. It is,
It sounds like an apartment. Sounds like something to an old boarding house, an apartment. Or just a big house.
Yeah. You ever heard of a hall and parlor house?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Somewhere I have heard of that. Hall and Parlor.
What about a Flying L?
No. Flying L. Hall and Parlor I have heard of, though, yeah.
Do you know of any other kind of names to identify different designs for houses?
Well, just townhouse, duplex, like I mentioned before. Houses, like wood frame house versus, you know, block house.